Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Okay. Where can I find that?
Are you looking at the letter in front of you?
Right.
It should be at the top. It's like a sequence of 16 digits.
Okay. I got it. It's
okay, what is
511?
Uh-huh.
01-0401.
0401?
00.
Uh-huh.
11.
Uh-huh.
And 5161.
5161. Okay, thank you. Let me see what we got here. Is this Rosemont Care Home?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Give me one second. And what is your name?
My name is Helen Lanusa. I'm the one.
Lanusa.
Licensed.
Okay.
I'm the one for the Rosemont Care Home.
Oh, perfect. Are you one of the owners?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because we also have another name on here. Edwin?
Edwin Lanusa, probably.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. So you said you're one of the owners, right?
Correct. My husband and myself, we are the owners of this.
Oh, perfect. It's like 50-50?
That's right.
Okay, great. What's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
It's 707-255-0644.
Okay, so I got 707-255-0644, is that right?
Correct,
okay.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Let me see. And is that the work line?
Yeah, that works all day. That's the number I'm using now.
Okay, great. Okay, let me just confirm some information, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. We have 1000 Monticello Road. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me see. Can I also get your guys' do you have a website?
No, we don't.
No website? Okay. What about email address?
What was your last question?
Oh, email address. Do you guys have an email address for the business?
No, we don't.
Do you use an email at all for your business, like a personal email or something?
Maybe my son is using it.
Your son?
My son, who is running this business.
Okay, yeah, we just
owner.
Like... Okay, perfect. We just use email to send you the application info once we get there. So we just like to have your email on file so we can reach you that way. It's the easiest way to get this going. But if you prefer, we can just use fax.
Okay. Our fax number is the same what I'm using. It's 707-255-0644. That's the same fax number like our telephone.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that'll be just fine. Do you know what your son's email is though, or no?
He's not there, but he should be coming any time.
Okay,
of the people.
Okay, no problem. We can get that later. Okay, and what's the structure of the business? Is it a S-Corp, a LLC, a sole proprietorship?
Sole proprietor.
Sole proprietorship, okay, with you and your husband, right?
That's right.
Okay, so it's like a partnership. Okay. Okay, yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
By the way, the name in the city hall, we have the family trust, and the name of this business, the property is in the name of Lanusa Trust.
Okay, cool. It's Lanusa Trust?
That's correct.
Okay, that's the official company name, and then your doing business as name is Rosemont Care Home, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, great, I think I get it. So what are you guys looking to do?
Okay, I would like to, I have a second loan on this property with Bank of America, and it will be due in next year. The balance is about $69,000.
Okay, and is that like a business loan or a line of credit?
It's not a secured loan.
Is it's it a home?
A second,
a home equity line of credit?
Loan. Yeah, that's right.
So it's based on your home equity, right?
Based on the home. Yeah, it's like a second loan.
Okay.
We have a first loan with another company, but I use this home as a second, it's a secured home.
And it's secured by your home, right?
By the home, right.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's kind of, it sounds like a home equity line of credit, maybe, and that's for $69K?
Maybe. That's right. And it
okay.
will be due next year.
Do you know when next year? Don't worry about it. We can figure that out later. Are you making payments on it, or is it due all at once?
I am making payment on it. I had that for about 8 years now. And
okay.
I'm making a monthly payment of $500 every month.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. It adds up over time. Do you know what kind of interest rate you have?
The loan is very good. It's good. I think it's 2.99.
2.9. Okay, that's a good interest rate. Why do you want to pay it off?
Okay, because I need another cash.
For my tax. I gotcha. For your business tax?
Correct, yes.
Okay, how much are you looking for?
About 35,000.
So you're looking for 35,000, okay. So that's separate from your second position, your home equity loan, right?
It's separate. I just have to borrow that money and I have to repay that.
Okay, and what are you going to use the 35K for?
To pay our property, our income tax. I just paid IRS for that. But I have to borrow money from my son.
Gotcha.
To pay that off.
And that's income tax from your business, right?
Right.
From Rosemont Care Home. Okay, so you owe them around 35K, right? The IRS?
That's right.
Okay, could you use more than 35K for like other, do you have any other business needs? Like, is that the bare minimum that you need? Like, if we can get you more, could you use more?
Well, I know there is. I have to pay another, by January, I have to pay another $11,000.
Okay. And what is that one for?
I think it's a franchise tax board.
Franchise tax board, okay.
Next year, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so maybe we can get you a little more than, my goal would be to get you the best approval possible. And then you can take out what you need. So maybe we can get you more, and you're just comfortable with 35K. You only have to take 35K, but you can take more if that's possible. Okay. And when do you need the 35K by? Is there a deadline or something, or as soon as possible?
Well, I borrowed it from my son, and I promised him that I have to borrow money to pay him off.
Okay. Cool. So as soon as possible, pretty much, right?
Right.
Okay, let's see.
Oh my God.
Okay, what do we got here? How long have you guys been in business?
We have this since
1973. 1973, wow, that's awesome. Has it always been you and your husband running the business?
It's been in my husband's name.
Yeah.
We have to have our children run it, but...
But you guys have been the owners.
I retired already about 7 years ago. That
I'm
is
sorry.
Why I'm a bit older. I do not understand all these new technologies now.
No problem. Well, that's why we're here. do you know what you guys did in revenue last year, in gross revenue?
I always pay... Because I have another income. I have a Walgreen property. They give us a lot of, like last year, I make more than $450,000 a year. Plus my
wow.
plus our social security, which is about another $35,000.
Yeah.
So I was taxed a lot. That's what we are paying only, working only to pay the taxes.
Aye, aye, aye. I understand. taxes everywhere you turn.
Oh,
I know.
Hard.
I know. So if we're just talking about Rosemont Care Home, do you know what you guys did in revenue last year?
Yeah, it was not enough. The revenue was not enough. So I have to supplement always from our personal
right.
income.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because this is going to be a business loan. It's not going to go on your personal credit. So this is going to be based on the revenue of your business. So do you have an idea of like what when you guys file your taxes, does it show? Do you know what it says that you guys did for revenue last year? Just for Rosemont care home, not for your other income. Yeah, just Rosemont.
I see. I have to look at the record. I have to look at the record.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have a rough estimate, like a ballpark estimate?
Probably more than 100,000.
More than 100?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably 100. Because I was making about 12,000 a month.
Okay. 120.
12,000 a month.
So maybe around 150K, somewhere around there?
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool. We'll go with that for now. We have to verify it later on your tax return anyway, so that's fine. How would you rate your and your husband's credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Very good. We always have very good credit.
Awesome. Like, do you have an idea of the score, like over 700 or?
Yeah, over 700.
Awesome. Okay, great. Yeah, I don't think getting you approved is going to be a problem based on the sales and your FICO score. Let's see what else we got here. Have you gone to your bank for financing? Did you get any like feedback from them, from your local bank?
I asked from Bank of America to refinance this. But the problem is this is our residence, and at the same time, there is a business. So they considered it, they would not refinance us because it's considered a business.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, the bigger banks don't like to take a whole lot of risk. And it kind of sucks after the financial crisis in 2008. There's so many more regulations, so they really can't lend to small businesses anymore. They can, but it's really hard. But that's kind of like where our industry comes in. We've been in business for 14 years, so we've been doing this for a long time. Let me see. Do you have a line of credit with Bank of America?
I have different lines of credit. Like I have a credit line there for $36,000.
Yeah.
That I pay it off before the year is over, so I don't have to pay the high interest.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about your business? It's a care home. Is it? Do you take care of
like? It's a care home.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so you take care of like elderly and disabled or
elderly. But we do not get a big income. Usually,
is it
small income.
Do you guys get like government subsidies and stuff like that, or? That's okay. You don't have to worry about that.
Can I ask my daughter in Louis here, and she will tell you the email address. Can you hold
perfect.
On, please?
Perfect.
What is the email address?
You can send it to SylviaLanuza@yahoo.com.
Hi, one more time, can you spell it for me, actually?
Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A,
uh-huh.
Lanuza, L-A-N-U-Z-A,
uh-huh.
@yahoo.com.
Okay, cool. Is that the business email address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi,
right.
Helen. Okay, so
okay,
I got the email address. So a couple more questions. Do you guys use any equipment at your business? Do you guys have any, like, because we also do equipment financing. We do cash loans, like the ones you're asking about, but we also do equipment financing. Do you guys have any special equipment there for, like, elderly care that you have, or no?
It's mostly... we do not take people who are bedridden.
Okay, so you don't have any special like medical equipment, right?
No, we have a few here, but they get it from their own insurance.
I see. Okay, I got it. I got it. So they provide that for themselves, basically.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, how many employees do you guys have?
We only have one employee now.
Okay. Must be one busy employee.
But we work here too because I live here.
I see. So everybody kind of everybody kind of pitches in.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let me kind of just tell you about the process. We work very fast. I can typically get an approval for you within 24 hours. I would say if you get the application info to me either today or tomorrow, I can have an answer for you early next week. It's a one-page credit application that you have to fill out and sign. It's very easy. We look at 6 months of your business bank statements, and then we look at your previous year's tax return. Did you guys already file for 2015 taxes?
Yes, we do, but it has the accountant... Okay, all right. I'm talking to my daughter-in-law.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. The tax return is already done. That's why I have to pay this. I have to borrow money to pay for the tax.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we will just need, like I said, your 2015 tax return, 6 months of business bank statements, your previous 6 months, right?
Write it down.
Down. Okay, perfect.
What do you call that? Tax what? What year?
Tax return for 2015.
2015, okay.
And then 6 months of your previous business bank statements.
Bank. For Rosemont Home, right?
Yes, exactly, for the business.
Okay.
And then there's a one-page credit application that I'm gonna email to your daughter's email, or I can have it faxed. I can have it faxed to you. What do you prefer?
Yeah, you can fax it, but we don't have to pick up the phone if you're faxing it.
Okay, cool.
Tell us.
I can go ahead and fax it, but I'll email it as well.
Okay. All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, and then for your bank statements, do you have those already? Do you get them in the mail?
Which one?
Your business bank statements.
Oh, you mean the statement from the bank?
Right, for your business. Yeah, do you guys get those in the mail?
Yeah, I get that every month.
Okay, perfect. Either you can either fax all these documents to me, or you can have your daughter email them. Whatever is easier for you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm gonna fax you the application info right now, and like I said, I'm also gonna email it. So feel free to do whichever you like. Are you gonna try to get the application package to me today, or you prefer tomorrow?
Today's Friday. Maybe tomorrow. We have to look at it. By the way, let me know. I would like to know what is the interest on this.
Well, we have a number of different programs. We don't have just one interest rate. I don't know what your interest rate's going to be yet. We have to run it through our underwriting process. But once we get the application package in, I will present you with interest rates. If you like it, great, you can take it. If it's something that doesn't work out for you, or it's too much, or whatever, you don't have to take it. There's no obligation. But we're very competitive. We've been doing this for 14 years. We offer some of the best rates in the industry. So you're in good hands. We're not going to give you a loan that will damage your business. We only want to help you, okay?
Okay, another thing is, if I pay this off, you said that this is for 3 years?
Well, it depends. Most of our programs go up to 18 or 24 months. Now, some of our customers get approved for 36 months, but it's a lot harder to do. Most of our customers will do around 12 to 18 months or so.
And is there any penalty if I pay it before that date?
There will be no prepayment penalty. Most of our programs, there's no penalty. But every program is different. So if there is a prepayment penalty, we will let you know. But the majority of our programs do not have any sort of prepayment penalty. In fact, if you pay it off early, you get a discount.
Okay. That's good.
So if we get you 12 months and you want to pay it off in 6 months, you can do that, and you're going to save money on interest.
Very good. Very good.
You're welcome.
Get your name, Julian.
Julian, yeah, Julian Martinez. And you're
Julian Martinez.
Yeah, and your name is Helen, right?
I'm Helen.
Helen, and your husband is Edwin.
Edwin, but you know, he is, he does not talk right.
No problem. So you're running the show.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, Helen, do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
Okay. If you are going to send it by email, that would be faster instead of faxing it.
Okay, I'm just going to email it then. Sound good?
All right.
I'm going to email it. No problem. I'm going to email it to your daughter's email address, okay?
All right.
And I'll give you a follow-up phone call tomorrow. Would that be okay?
Tomorrow, Saturday?
No. Tomorrow's Friday. Today's Thursday.
Oh, I see. You know, I'm one...
Send us the email.
One day. Yeah. You see, you know, I'm 86 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Wow, that's
why I am
awesome.
Asking my son to run this business. I'm so tired already.
That's awesome. No worries at all. It's a pleasure to help you, okay? I'm happy to help you anytime.
Right,
if you have any other questions, just give me a call back, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, Helen. My pleasure. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.